It says that Obi has berated the Tinubu administration for raising a bankruptcy alarm when it was involved in wasteful spending. Now, you know that that was done yesterday by the Minister of Finance. He also challenged them to tell the nation how much they inherited from the previous government. Obi said in a series of tweets on his X handle on Thursday that the alarm also contradicts the spending behavior of the government as contained in the supplementary budget just signed into law by the president, and also the bloated size of his government. So I won't comment on this. I just want you to run it round in your mind and see, you know, the direction that we're going. And also to see that there are some things that are doable. There are some things that people do that there is no citizen of Malawi now that will not feel touched by this. On the other hand, we are, like Obi said, we are talking about bloated government, buying vehicles. The senator says ministers have 3 Prados and so on and so forth. We're buying cars for First Lady. We're doing all kinds of things. This is it. This is on page 41 of the Punch.
Right. So we're going to go pick up pick 10 of Vanguard right away. Ondo Exco divided over votes of confidence in Akeredolu.
Somebody should please save my friend. I'm sorry I have to repeat this again. After what I did the other time, which ironically went viral and didn't know it would, was when the governors visited him. The question I asked myself is, if these governors, this is their Egbon, if he was their blood brother, what would they be telling him? You all went there to shore up, supposedly to shore up, to show that he is well, and he's not well. And I beg his wife and children, I'm sorry to go personal, and his so-called close friends, to rescue this man. Since that visit now, we've not heard anything from him. And it's a lose-lose situation. It's bad for him, and it's bad for the state. I'd like to appeal, and I want us to change this culture. The first culture we need to imbibe is to be able to look people, those who you love, and tell them the honest-to-God truth. It's a pity I can't have access to him. We'll probably have a quarrel. He might come up and say, you're not supporting me. I'll say, I'm supporting you. I want you to stay alive. You're 68. If you're working, you'd have retired. You have all the things anybody could have wanted. Don't let these people push you. Because I'm sure it is those close to him that are benefiting from this exercise. And they want to ridicule his name. A man who's been governor, he's been president by association, he's a senior advocate of Nigeria. Why do you want to put him through this mess? And now the exco, the vote of no confidence. You are going to have a Dora Akunyili in that cabinet if you are not careful. You know what Akunyili did during Yaradua's tenure?
Okay.
When they were trying to dabaru all these things, and then she finally stood up and said, I've had enough of this. Where are the true citizens of Ondo, elders of Ondo, who can guide this process? It's a lose-lose situation. So forget all the window dressing. And the bigger loss for me as a person is that of my friend. And I know the propagandists around him will start. But if anybody can get this to him, I'll tell you, Aketi, you have done your best. What you need to do now is just manage yourself. Because I know the sickness that is claimed to be, I don't know the details, but I know that it is something that demands full 100% attention. In fact, with the kind of resources that he has, he shouldn't be here. Yes, because something could happen overnight. Things could change. So please, his friends, I've spoken to a few friends. Let's see if we can rally around and go and rescue this man from people who I believe are just making humongous money from him. It's what it is. I cannot be convinced otherwise. But that's the story. So the Exco, they are divided over a vote of confidence. And some Exco members say, we stand with our governor. You do not stand with your governor. You stand with your interest. If you stood with your governor, you'd want him to be alive and well. So if for those who are saying you stand with our governor, no. You stand with your interest. Because, okay, so if he goes, it's possible that you'll no longer be an Exco member. So what? I believe a man at some point in his life, once in a while, must be found, no matter what happens to him, on point of principle. If I was his commissioner and I told him to go and I would resign. But there's always tomorrow. And I have a conscience. Do you have a conscience?
Yes, of course. I do.
Where is it?
That's why I've never taken your car. It's my conscience, oh. It's my conscience.
Don't let people think that my car is a
160 million. Let's go to the Vanguard now. Page 6. Bizarre. Pastor Abraham, who sold heaven visa for 310,000 naira, rearrested for other crimes.
You know, today is Friday, so we try and bring some of these things. How could any man have sold you a visa to heaven? And some people fell for it. Is it? Anyway, Blade is coming tomorrow. We'll look at that issue again. What is wrong with our faculties? You know, this man, he was arrested yesterday. He had been arrested for collecting 310,000 from church members so that they can go to heaven. And so he was arrested, you know. This time he's been arrested for a more grievous offense. This time around, the controversial pastor was arrested by the police and NAPTIP for allegedly kidnapping of 9 persons, including minors, and impregnating the wife of his choir coordinator. Is it an offense to impregnate the wife of your choir coordinator?
Excuse me?
I'm asking, is it an offense? He's been arrested for doing that.
For impregnating
the
wife of
the
choir master?
Yes.
Okay.
Under what section of the law?
Of course, there will be. I'm not a lawyer, but there
anyway,
will be. You know he's married. Even his wife, his wife is calling for his own head.
Oh, you've seen that one. He said it was gathered that the hostages were children of his members, whom he had hypnotized. There's a lot of that going around, especially those of you who run to so-called pastors and whatever. He watched them and set them against their parents. Narrating their adults, some were kept hostage, and they had staged a protest. They called on the police to assist them in getting their children, wives, and relatives out of the captivity of the pastor. According to them, Pastor Abraham forced their children to withdraw from school, while a 27-year-old man, who was already working in an unnamed company where he was given an official vehicle, was asked to resign and kept in the camp without a specific mission. So maybe the guy was like a personnel manager or admin manager. They even give him car self, like, you know, one Toyota. You know. He resigned. He wants to go to heaven.
Hi.
Hey! Speaking with journalists, the choir coordinator of the church, Dare Ikuenayo, confirmed that the pastor snatched and impregnated the mother of his 3 children. He no longer called her wife. Oh. He said the mother of his 3 children. I joined the church in Kaba, not me or him, Cookie said. But one day, the pastor called me and notified me that my wife had the gift of prophecy and that I should allow me to pray. I forgot. So yeah, I noticed that my wife was not even willing to sell. So I announced to the church that he had taken my wife and what they have.
He announced to the church.
Then, apart from the social media, she to move it. The abortive relation. That's why I came and asked her to move out because she wants the wife of the coordinator moving. Go and buy Vanguard. But, you know, it sounds funny, okay? So you're having a good laugh at home, but we all need to be careful. Once he has something like hypnotism and things, I don't think anybody any woman at all. It's what happened while I'm about to lose my job. She decided to go to one. We've seen a lot of that. We've seen women of good standing go and marry a pastor that has a small heart, deliver and stay with him all life. We all need to be careful. Excuse me. We need to be very, very careful. Next one.
Indeed. Now, let's go and take another interesting story this morning. Still with Vanguard, page 7. Wives. Wives battered 340 husbands to pulp in 1 year. This is according to the Lagos State government.
We're trying to have fun today, run away from all these political stories that will give you headache. These ones are easy to analyze. What the Lagos State government is telling us, Mrs. Titilola Vivo Adeni is telling us is that women, wives, beat 340 husbands to a pulpit. I used to do something with Mrs. Vivo. I'm going to bring her here maybe next week. Come and tell us. Does she have the names of such men?
You'll find that
such men, their voices will be loudest in the beer parlor. My batia Jenny, my Ronnie, the beat them. Look at the situation. Okay, that no fewer than 340 cases of wives beating their husbands into submission. Mrs. Vivor made the disclosure in the quarterly report of the agency, and she said the incidents of domestic violence from male also increased in the last 1 year. What I'd like to stress is Lagos State is top-notch when it comes to assisting you in if you're involved in domestic violence. So that you have no excuse. If your husband is beating you, they have everything in place. That much I know. Well, you know, Lagos State is top, to the best of my knowledge, in that. Just find your way to Alausa. And I've worked with them, you know, I'm an official staff there because I've taken so many cases there, and I oblige you. But for the woman, I will tell you this. Do not, even for the men, do not try. Because when you get there, what you do find that frustrated me, some cases I tried to push there, is the woman turned against you when you get there. You know, they don't say that, he was only playing with me. Wait a minute. That's not what you came to report. So what happened to them? I've ran into a door. They make excuses. They go back and continue to take the beating. But for you out there, if you're suffering, and it's not going to cost you a dime, to the best of my knowledge, there was a case that the state government even paid for the DNA. There was a case of DNA of a child, and it was the state that sponsored it and paid for it. So, and sometimes they could even give you a lawyer, you know, up to some point. So take advantage. Don't stay back and just continue to suffer. Please, please. Whatever threat the man has, take it to them there. By the way, let me tell you this. This is off record. I didn't tell you this one. Don't go and say it was Jimmy Tissot that told you. The bulk of the lawyers in the domestic violence, they are tough. They are women. I don't know if it's deliberate. They are women. So if you're a woman who has suffered, they will deal with the man. No matter. Don't allow any man blackmail you. These men have all kinds of things they say to you. You think, I don't know whatever you're doing. No, they can't. Those women will deal with him. It's full of women. They'll
deal with him.
They'll deal with him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had an issue with a woman in authority? They're usually unshakable.
Why is that so?
Why are you asking me? I'm not an expert in women. You are.
How?
It's visible.
What school did I go to?
Don't bring the issue of school.
You said I'm an expert.
We cannot talk about
how?
This. We cannot talk about this school for the next 4 years. It's a contentious matter. Because there was one governor who was asked that, what school did you attend? He said the matter is in court. She walked in, but he asked, he said the matter is in court. So don't talk about school. Well, you seem to, you know, seem to, anybody looking at your men will know that you seem to be more versatile in these matters. What do I know?
Okay, so let me share my expert opinion.
Yeah, okay.
That's because most women are very thorough. They're very focused.
Yes.
They can multitask, not like men that give them like three different, you know, equally tasking jobs, and they will tend to, you know, sway more in one direction of the job.
Do you know why?
One.
Because the men easily get distracted.
Yes.
Easily.
Very, very easily. But women are very thorough. They're very focused, and they're very committed. It's like a snail. When they want to go in one direction, that's the direction they will go.
Women. If you have a case, let them put it in front of a female judge. I have a cousin who's a close family friend who is a judge, and I usually say that. The day I usually joke with her, obviously I say, my lord, you know, it's my brother. I say, the day I have a case in front of you, I will. When they call my name, they say, Otilo Senwal. I've just been waiting for you to say, women are tough, women judges. So everything is in your favor if you do have a domestic problem, and I'd like to encourage you as much as possible. It is sad to see what some women go through, and they keep taking it. Don't let anybody intimidate you. All you need is the transport fare to get to Alausa. In fact, I hear that they have desks at police stations. But I know people know they like to go. They say they don't have money for Baira. This is no. Find money and head to Alausa and ask for. It's called the Domestic Violence DVSA or something like that.
Domestic and Sexual Violence Agency.
So 340 men.
Yes.
Only God knows.
And I'm sure that we'll have a lot more that couldn't come out to say anything.
No, today is a fun day, so let's stretch it a bit. Which man do you think would be bold enough to drive in front of his lady to say, Esma, my wife beats me up this one?
That's why I commend these men. These men that decided to come out and cry out for help.
But Shelly, I
like to commend them. They are brave men.
Well, somebody should tell me, how does a woman beat up a man?
Onisha Juloni.
Onisha Juloni.
Ah. Okujibi, have you ever been given one slap before and then you don't? I remember a fight I had with one girl in my primary school.
Wait, don't talk about primary school. Talk about when you were in university. The only person who beat me, and I'm going to mention her name because it's still paining me, is she was Miss Tokumbo Ojutiku at that time in Corona. I just called, she had a nickname, and I just mentioned it in passing. The next thing I knew, I was on the ground. It's still paining me. This happened in 1966, it's still paining me now. Somebody will go and wake up, grandma, the mentor, your name, you beat me. She beat me. Hi, Tokes. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're good.
Let's go take our next story. CSO Tinubu cancel recent civil service promotion examination.
You see, and I agree with them. You remember the when the directors couldn't pass?
Yes,
I don't think they should cancel it. They should be fired. But listen to what they say here. This is a Center for Public Accountability. And they said that, now this is not an election, this is ordinary promotion exercise. They said that, this is by the executive director, Olufemi Lawson, said, we discovered it was an exercise marred by huge controversies. Exam. Simple exam that called for total cancellation of the entire process and the need to review it. It will be recalled that 85 directors from 5 states of the Federation and 2 political zones. This is all this issue in exam, namely North Central and Northeast Zone, sat for the promotion exam with results released. It was gathered that long before this exercise, there had been complaints about the composition of the examination committee. It did not reflect national character. As most of the members were close allies of a top government official under which authority the exam was conducted with a predetermined agenda to influence the outcome from itself. So then they rig exam again.
At that level.
Who is going to save this country? Exam. From director to exam. And there were some who withdrew, like I told you. There are some DFAs that are more influential than some permanent secretaries. There are some DFAs that have a dotted line reporting straight minister. Because when you are a minister, if you are wise, if you are wise like a typical Nigerian politician, you go after the DFA before you go to the PAMSEC. You just have a dotted line. DFA, like 11, 12 at the club. Okay, fine. DFA is Director of Finance and Administration. Mm-hmm. That's where the cookie jar is domiciled, in case you don't know. I'm in the weekend mood. Do you have one more story?
Yes, we have. We have one more.
Okay, let's go.
Two more. We're going to go look at the news, the Metro page of The Punch now.
Sheriff is wondering, how did this man know all this? Police, this is Punch. Police arraigned driver who crossed, this is a very sad one, who crossed Loma sweepers. Very sad. Very, very sad. An Anambra man arrested for defiling impregnating 14. Kidnappers killed Kogi pastor after collecting 1 million naira ransom. Bricklayer raped my 8-year-old daughter, Ogun woman. I'm a Tekun arrest 55. I think I saw some more interesting stories here. Lagos participation at UK Lord Metro historic. That is where the governor went. I think he attended the event and so on and so forth. I don't know whether it was that historic. You look at the Malawi story, think our professors should show good example, and not spend our money, under conditions that we might think frivolous in this circumstance. What was historic about a fashion show that nobody even knew about? Anyway, government warns against using babies to solicit arms. Yeah, that's I don't know how we will tackle begging because it's part of our culture. Yes, whether you like
it'll
it
be
or
difficult.
Not. If you go to some prophets, they tell you, Lofala, no, go and give this to beggar, go and give difficult. That to beggar. In fact, it's a racket. There are some villages. There's one that I've been in the Butemeta even before I was born, where you can take puffball for akara or whatever, money and this and that. So it's part of our culture. I think we just need to manage it and not, deal with it with a sledgehammer. Let's go back to the drawing board and see whether we'll create a colony for them or something like that. And with the level of poverty, it's going to be hard to convince people not to beg. I just like being realistic. Yeah. Lagos State removes kiosk on drainage setbacks and seals building. That's good. What I think the state government should do, what I suggest, is nation statewide, hold owners of buildings responsible for what is, in their front or side fence. Instead of having a task force that goes to raid all the people saying Akara, puff, puff, bully, and whatever, just hold the owner of the house and make stiff penalties on the third offense you commit, your house will be seized. We need the and I must also commend the state government, to be true, for Eco Bridge. They've been able to curtail the issue of the Okada drivers. But I'm still waiting for the Commissioner of Environment on that Ijora, the village that is coming up in Ijora. Where is the one for the trust?
It's right here, yes.
Do we have
the
time?
Yes, we do.
How many minutes?
We have about 3 minutes.
I can clear that in 3 minutes. Garden egg vendor defiles 9-year-old orphan in Kano. I think I'm going to stop reading some of these things. They're so upsetting. Task force raids Lagos streets, impounds over 100 Okada. That's very good. Niger farmers seek security cover to harvest crops. Visa to heaven pastor in Ekiti arrested over holding minors on that hostage. Ogun to criminalize Chinese ajire. I don't know if you can criminalize it, but indeed they practically spoilt that industry. It's an industry. It's what our people live on. It's our culture and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. The Chinese smartly went and made alternatives. The fabric is not good. For those who know, of course, you can always say which is which. But let me see how they want to criminalize it. The Ogun State government said it will enact a law that will help keep the activities of the Chinese and their fabric manufacturers under check. They are not here. They're in China.
What if they're here? What if?
It's going to be very, very tough. Are you going to get a copyright on Adire? Are you going to get that? And then even if you did, would it apply to the design? Or would it apply? I think that the government is playing politics here. I think that the most they can do, if they have these Chinese factories that are producing it in Abeokuta, you can go and harass them. The government knows how to harass people. They harass them with all kinds of environmental law. This law, this one, tax, everything. Pamehon. Oh, look at the story of stowaways here. They arrested these ones on board a ship that was on its way to UAE. Okay. And so where were they caught? They were caught. They were even caught in Nigerian waters. You are still in Nigeria. Yeah. What do you want? And you're going all
the way. It's not easy.
It's not easy. I think I have to do another session on this jackpot thing for people to have an insight into water, like this reggae people will say, water guan.
We must go now, but you're back at 9?
Why not?
Okay. What's coming up at 9?
You think because my eyes are red? I think you're looking one guy. My eyes are red because I have a flu.
Yep. No, I was wondering.
I have a flu, but I saw that you were treating me with a bit of culture. Take it, you give my to love. I have this very stubborn flu that just won't go.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
So have no fears. Have no fears. Relax.
I will still have the fears. These things have a way of jumping from one person to another.
It's not Apollo. My people will say relax.
Relax. We must go. Coffee is here. Lagos, good morning to you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's